Hi everyone, and welcome to Truth Over News. We all know where COVID came from, but one big question remains unanswered. Why did the US government, US elites, and the US establishment pull out all the stops to cover up the truth? What was their motivation? Many possibilities have been suggested. Embarrassment that US scientists gave the Wuhan lab advanced Western biotechnology, a desire not to antagonize China, a desire to conceal intelligence community activities, and so on. But none of these explanations fully capture what happened. We all remember there was an all-hands-on-deck effort involving the federal government bureaucracy, the media, big tech, universities, and even Five Eyes partner countries. Everyone was determined to censor and suppress any information about the Wuhan lab leak by any and all means. Why? It turns out the answer is very simple. Trump. Stunning new documents seen by the House COVID Select Committee revealed that the State Department knew by March of 2020 not only that COVID had come out of the Wuhan lab, but also that it was the product of a People's Liberation Army experiment. The documents remain largely redacted, and the GOP-led House is now demanding for unredacted versions to be released. However, using other documents which were previously released and extrapolating from other information that we unearthed over the course of the past 3 years, we can confirm that indeed the US government knew that COVID came out of the Wuhan lab and that it was the product of a PLA experiment gone wrong. Now, regular viewers will know this already. The new documents from the House COVID Select Committee in many ways only confirm news that we previously broke on this show. For instance, earlier this year, we were able to decipher a heavily redacted document from Canadian intelligence, which was released by the Canadian Parliament. That document proved for the first time that the Wuhan lab and the People's Liberation Army worked hand in glove, and that the Wuhan lab's director, Xi Zhengli, was a recruiter for the Chinese Communist Party's Thousand Talents program. We also knew that the State Department had all this information back in 2020, although the extent to which they knew the details was not known until last week. So, to recap, through the US government and specifically through Fauci's organization, the Wuhan lab obtained highly advanced Western biotechnology. For instance, in recently released congressional testimony, it was confirmed that Ralph Baric of the University of North Carolina, the so-called godfather of gain-of-function experiments, gave the Wuhan lab highly advanced humanized mice, which were crucial to carrying out these reckless experiments on coronaviruses. But the key part of the story is that Baric, Peter Daszak of the Shady EcoHealth Alliance, and Xi Zhengli of the Wuhan lab got together to make a pitch to the Pentagon for $14 million to create a COVID-like virus. That was in 2018. The Pentagon wisely turned down the pitch because the work was far too dangerous and reckless. However, by that point, the cat was out of the bag. Incredibly, and might we say incredibly stupidly, the pitch specifically stated that the project's goal was to protect US troops. Why such a highly sensitive project was not only shared with Chinese Communist Party operatives, but included those operatives as part of the project is truly beyond comprehension. But that is exactly what happened. Anyone with even just a rudimentary understanding of China, the PLA, and the CCP will immediately grasp that the Chinese side would not have simply said, "Oh well, no Pentagon funding, let's forget about the whole thing." No, they would have gone ahead with the work themselves, either because of paranoia, that means that they might have thought that because of Chinese involvement, the Pentagon only seemingly rejected the proposal, but went ahead anyway. But even if the PLA believed that the Pentagon's rejection was genuine, they would have gone ahead anyway as a means of keeping one step ahead of the Pentagon. After all, the subject matter we are talking about is the creation of a dangerous biological agent, ostensibly to protect US troops through the development of vaccines. That's literally what the project stated as its goal. So obviously the PLA would have pursued it. There's no universe in which the PLA and the CCP had access to a highly detailed Pentagon proposal involving protecting US troops in which the PLA and the CCP would not have gone ahead with these experiments themselves. Zero chance of that happening. And so this is exactly what happened, and this is how we got COVID. One of the main protagonists, PLA scientist Zhao Yuzhen, mysteriously died when he fell off the roof of the Wuhan lab shortly after the outbreak started in 2020. That one piece of information alone has always been highly suggestive of PLA involvement, not only with the Wuhan lab, but in the creation of COVID itself, and of course the subsequent cover-up. Apologies for the lengthy backgrounder, but we thought it important to revisit these details in order to understand why it is so incredibly peculiar that the combined forces of the US government, the US intelligence community, the Five Eyes intelligence services, the US establishment, the US media, US science journals, US universities, and pretty much everyone else, aside from a handful of people on Twitter, decided to go all in promoting the fraudulent natural origin narrative. It may be understandable that Fauci and his crew of scientists wanted to suppress the fact that they had empowered the Wuhan lab with money and, more importantly, with highly advanced Western biotechnology. They were covering their own backs. But this does not explain why everyone else was also promoting Fauci's fraudulent narrative. We've wondered about this for a long time. Various explanations have been put forward over these past few years, for instance, that the intelligence community may have wanted to cover up its own role in using people like Fauci and Daszak to gather information. More generally, the government may have wanted to avoid embarrassment. We know from previously released emails from Fauci's fraudulent natural origin group that Fauci's boss, Francis Collins, claimed that promoting the natural origin narrative was necessary to maintain international harmony. In other words, preventing World War III might have been a motivation to cover up the Wuhan lab leak, although Collins obviously had more self-serving motivations as well. But none of these explanations fully captures what happened. This was not just a minor conspiracy. Virtually every single institution in the country was promoting an obviously fraudulent theory, one which we now know the US government knew to be fraudulent early on. Some of these institutions, like the media, had no apparent incentive in covering up lab origin. They weren't the ones who gave China advanced Western biotechnology. They weren't the ones who gave the PLA a detailed plan to make COVID in a lab. In fact, their ostensible role was the exact opposite, namely to hold those accountable who had done all those very bad things. But instead, they went into full cover-up mode. Or what about the 15 government agencies who were there in 2018 when Peter Daszak of the EcoHealth Alliance presented his pitch for making COVID in a lab, and he presented that pitch to the Pentagon? Not one single representative of any of these 15 agencies came forward in 2020 to reveal the truth. Why did they participate in the cover-up? Their agencies had nothing to do with the madcap plan to create COVID-like viruses at the Wuhan lab. The same goes for universities, science journals, and all the other institutions that pushed the natural origin hoax. So what was it about the lab leak that created this giant monster of a conspiracy? Why would dozens of completely uninvolved and unaffiliated institutions participate in the conspiracy? Why would thousands of people who had first-hand knowledge keep quiet? We all learned a long time ago that these kinds of giant conspiracies should not be able to exist because someone will eventually come forward and tell the truth. So what was different this time? One word. Trump. A cover-up of this magnitude would never have been possible without establishment hatred of Trump. That hatred, as well as the desire to see him lose in 2020, was the glue that held together the conspiracy. It is the one thing that every single one of these groups and institutions have in common. It is also the only thing that explains why people in institutions that had absolutely no obvious motivation to cover up what happened at the Wuhan lab, nevertheless, all participated in such an obvious fraud. They simply could not allow for Trump to be proven right about the lab leak. Recall that Trump had declared that COVID likely came out of a Chinese lab, and he declared it all the way back in April of 2020. The pushback was immediate and extremely forceful. Trump's own director of national intelligence quickly issued a statement to say that COVID was natural. We now have the evidence that the government already knew all the facts at the time, and there's little doubt that had the public known the truth about the lab leak, Trump would have been seen as the only candidate that would hold China to account. It would also have given Trump a perfect reason to fire Fauci, who funded the Wuhan lab. Perhaps even more importantly, a lab-engineered virus that was perfected for human infection would have absolved Trump of most or all of the responsibility for the COVID response. Instead, it was Trump's alleged failure at the COVID response which was hung around his neck all day, every day, leading into the 2020 election. Leaving aside voting irregularities, it is often forgotten that Trump only lost by 40,000 votes across three states. No one can seriously doubt that had Trump not been so brutally and endlessly lambasted for his COVID response, he would have won very easily. If it had been known that COVID was uniquely different from any other virus ever seen and that it had been perfected in a lab to infect humans, none of these criticisms of Trump's response would have survived. Trump would still be president right now. That is the simple truth. Which takes us directly to the 2024 presidential campaign. Given the incredible effort made by so many people, groups, and institutions to cover up the truth about COVID just so that Trump would lose in 2020, there's no doubt that the same people and institutions are perfectly willing to do even worse things in 2024. So what is their plan? Well, we don't know. Another virus may not work this time because Trump is not in charge. A new virus may instead further expose Biden's weaknesses. So while we do not know what exactly might be done to ruin Trump's election in 2024, the COVID origin cover-up proves beyond any doubt that not only are there very powerful forces out there who would do anything to stop Trump, but that those forces are supported by a huge and wide array of groups and individuals. Even worse, the combined forces that took down Trump with the natural origin hoax in 2020 include numerous people and organizations who are perfectly happy to pitch in for free, just as they did in 2020. No one needs to tell these people what to do, nor would they need to get anything in return. They will just do whatever it takes to keep Trump from winning the White House, including blatantly lying, supporting the PLA, supporting the CCP, and covering up the cause of 20 million deaths. Even after all these years, it is difficult to overstate how much the elites, the establishment, the bureaucracy, the universities, the media, and so many others hate Trump. We need to be extremely vigilant and suspicious of anything that happens in the next 6 months, because if a seemingly disparate group of institutions, groups, and individuals were able to cover up the truth about COVID and protect the CCP simply because they hate Trump, they're capable of even worse. Thanks for joining us in today's episode of Truth Over News.